Glory to God for another Lord's Day where we all have come together to worship and praise and give glory to his holy name. Our message today is in the Spirit. In the Spirit. Now, I had a little thought today, and I was sharing that with Brother Ronan this morning in my office, how important the Word of God is. Don't you know that the world's going to be judged out of the Word of God? Out of the Word of God, out of the things that God has said about himself, about us, about his creation, about eternity, all out of the Word of God. How dare we not teach the Word of God when mankind is going to be judged out of the Word of God? That thing hit me as I was coming to church today. So look at this. If a person spend their time in a place that don't teach the Word of God, you never learn the Word of God, what thus says the Lord. Yet you're going to be judged out of the book that contains things that God wants us to know, and even judgment that's against mankind, the condemnation, why the condemnation is there, how it can be removed, all of the things a house in the Word of God, and yet many refuse to teach the Word of God because a lot of people don't want to hear the Word of God. They want something else. And never know that it's out of the Word of God that God's going to judge this world. Do they really know that? Or believe that? It just hit me, and maybe God will let me know why he hit me with that. That's not my message, but I just couldn't shake it, and I just shared a little bit with Ronnie today. The Word of God is important, and so you heard, and I know a lot of my sayings, if you've been around me long enough, you can quote them. I've heard that before. That's good. And one of them, and it go along with what I just said today, what God put in my spirit, is that I don't play with your soul. We play other things, have a good time. I love to joke and have a good time with folk. I love doing that. I like to see us merry. We got enough things to look, enough downers. We need some uppers. Because we're going up. But at the same time, I don't play with your soul. A lot of folk will be playing with your soul, and they may not know it. If you don't give me the Word of God, you don't feed me the Word of God, then you are playing with my soul. Because the food, the spiritual food that we need, is already prepared in the Word of God. So the connection is there, y'all. Amen. Amen. In the Spirit, Romans 8:9 states, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. Now watch this. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. Now, here's the thing. A lot of folk may tell you, you are saved, but you got to tarry for the Holy Ghost. Uh-huh. Tarry has the idea of wait. But the Word of God, that's what I'm telling you, what man say, and no matter how spiritual he makes his word, if his word is not vital, you can't bite on it, nor can you buy it, because it can be detrimental to your spiritual health. God is saying very clear that you, if you do not have the Holy Ghost, you don't belong to God. You're not saved, you're still unsaved. And so here's the thing. I like this. He's speaking here to the church at Rome, and he's letting them know from the word of God, from the revelation that he had received from Jesus Christ, and he's sharing with them, now that we are reading that revelation that was put in print, we receive illumination from the Holy Spirit. Don't tell folk you just don't have the Holy Ghost yet, but you okay. You don't even belong to God. Jesus died that you could belong to God by way of sonship, not just creationship. I belong to God, everybody, yes, by way of creationship, but not way of sonship. Oh, man, so much in the Word of God that we've heard, but we didn't take time to glean the spiritual juice out of the Word of God so we could really know it. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. I like this, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, you see deity. You see it right there. The Holy Ghost is what we're speaking about. When you get saved, you're not in the flesh, you're in the Spirit. And the Spirit is in you. Now we know that flesh, that old nature is not eradicated. We know that because we have problems with it. We know there's a war going on between the Holy Spirit and the flesh. But what I want to take a look at, since I am born again, I'm in the Spirit. Who really am I? Well, what I see from here, I am a child of God. I belong to him. I am his. Because I'm in the Spirit. Because when I'm not in the Spirit, or have not the Spirit of God in me, I don't belong to God. There's a lot of people preaching, going to church every Sunday, but they don't belong to God by way of sonship. Not because I say it, because the Word of God is saying it. And if the Word of God is not being taught as it is written by the Holy Spirit, then what's happening, you're putting people in danger of not knowing their position in this life and their position to God. God said, there are those who belong to me. They are in the Spirit. The Spirit is in them. But those who don't belong to me, no matter how religious they look or they speak, they are not mine. See, I don't want to waste my time talking religiously, doing religious things, quote, what we call them, going to church and praying and tithing and giving and loving the Lord and trying to confess your sins and do all of these things and not belong to God. I want to know who I am. And my identity is housed in the Word of God. See, the Word of God will tell you your true identity, who you are and whose you are. I'm trying to teach you something. Y'all praying for me. God gave me these things, and he make me search. He'll give me because I can read something and get nothing from it. I mean, I can read it and know it, but I don't get nothing from it for a message. And then I can read something else, just one verse, bam, whoa. I said, God, what is that? What is that? Now try to follow it. And like he used that as a lure, and he hooked me with the hook, and now he's pulling me to find out more. Look at the references, you know, go and find out more about that topic that I gave. And so what I want to look at four things, great things that happen to you once you are saved. What this verse, Romans 8 and 9, is telling us, it's the evidence of conversion. Is the presence of the Holy Spirit within. It's the evidence of conversion. What is the evidence of conversion? It is the presence of the Holy Spirit within the individual. Now, what the Holy Spirit is doing? Witnessing that we are the children of God. Let's look at Romans 8 and 16. Let's see what that 8 chapter is loaded. If you ever get a chapter, and I know there's some favorite verses we know in there, but go through the whole thing. When you get a chance, spend some time in that 8 chapter. It'll clear your spiritual sinus. I mean, it'll clear it right out. And I tell you what, to stand by itself throughout the whole scripture, throughout anything else, it will stand and let you know you got confidence, you got surety. Amen. See, there's some things we ought to know. There's a lot of things I don't know, and I'll be the first to tell you. And I don't mind asking people to help me because I don't know a lot. But one thing Pastor Rich know, I know that I'm saved. It ain't never been no guessing with me. Never been no guessing. No. Now, I understand some people say they do and they have had that. I'm not putting them down. I'm just saying that's one thing from day one. I never looked back on whether I was saved or not. One of the reasons, it's a sidebar. One of the reasons for me now, I can't talk for you. One of the reasons, bro, Hebrew, that I didn't look back and thought that, I don't know whether I'm saved or not, whether you sin or what. Now, you know why? Because I realized when I was not saved. See, a lot of people, I knew when the change happened to me. See, I knew I was not saved before I got saved. Some of us didn't know you weren't saved before you got saved, so therefore you don't know whether you're saved or not. But I knew I wasn't saved. So when I got saved, I knew there was a difference in my life. I had to grow. I had to learn some things. I had to learn my identity in Christ. Yeah. I'm still learning that. But I'm not learning whether I'm saved or not. I have experienced the difference. I knew when I was unsaved. Yeah. And I knew when that day my life changed. I remember when I began to chase at the things of God at that moment. Have a lot of folk just jumping on me, but I realized that something had happened to me. And I got to walk across that track and try to find Earl. That little red church he told me he went to. That wasn't the first place I went. I went to the one across the track. the pretty looking one back there. Before you cross over the Calvary, I don't know the name of it now. But I went in there, it was beautiful. Had never seen it, the podium was to one side or something. And I'm sitting in there, but I felt empty when I left. And I looked across over there. I say, well, and I'm by myself. I went on over to where it's late now. I don't been to one service. But praise the Lord, Calvary was a little long-winded than this other church was. So when I went there, and I was shameless, I don't know these people. I open this door, they're going to be coming out. I'm going to look crazy. You know, Satan tell you all kinds of stuff. That's but I'm going. And I went over there, and the rest is history. So what I'm saying, I knew. See, a lot of times your confusion is you didn't know whether you were saved or not because you couldn't have been a church goer. See, a lot of times church goers think church going make you a child of God. But the scriptures just said if you don't have the Spirit of God, you ain't his. See how beautiful and powerful the Word of God? See, I know I'm saved because I got God's Word on it. Please don't make nobody here think with your action that the Word of God is not important. There are some folk maybe right in here don't have the Word of God like you do. And if you show them there's no excitement, there's no truth about the Word of God in your actions, somebody may just pick up on that and say, I notice how folk look around, look at the beeper face day when the Word of God is gone, and I wonder what you're looking for. Pray for me, Ronnie. Keep me in prayer. Let me move on. Let me get to this. Okay. We didn't read it, did we? 8:16. Okay. All right. What did I tell you? Okay, he got it on the board. Okay, I didn't know whether I gave you that one or not, Steve. Okay. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are what? The children of God. Look at this. The Holy Spirit that's in us at conversion, at salvation, instantaneously, once you get saved, you get the Holy Spirit. You ain't waiting to get him. Because as long as you're waiting, you're unsaved. You ain't saved until he take up residence within you. Now watch this. Now, once he take up residence in you, he bears witness of you that you are a child of God. You see, your assurance should come from the Holy Spirit that's living in you according to the Word of God. Now, you see how everything has to go back to the Word of God? That's why we get a lot of these arguments with one another. And with society, with the TV, or what he say, she say, I think, they think. Okay. Your opinion is yours, and you're entitled to it. But you're not entitled to your own truth. And the Word of God is true. So you see that? Bears witness here. Now, the four things. Number one, the first thing is regeneration. Let's look at Titus 3 and 5. Salvation brings divine cleansing from sin and the gift of a new spirit-generated, spirit-empowered, and spirit-protected life. And we are God's own children and heirs. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. See, you and I have a new relationship with God when you were born again. See, Adam severed that relationship, and Jesus Christ brought it back. Adam started that enmity between man and God and himself. Jesus Christ brought peace between us. So the word of God is telling us and instructing us that anybody boasting about I'm better than you, I'm more sanctified than you, I serve God more than you, I don't lie, I don't cheat, I don't steal, I'm not immoral or none of that kind of stuff, I don't do anything, and so therefore I am saved and I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Huh? You know, I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I don't wear this makeup. I wear my dresses right. I do all that I'm supposed to do. But not one time did you tell me how you get saved. Because if you present your apparel, the way you dress, the way you do your makeup, how you act, how you speak, how you treat people, if you present that as the gospel of Jesus Christ, you are wrong. And that's a danger. Because somebody may believe you that's the way. You see, the way you dress, the way you act, the way you talk, the way you live, try to live holy, that's not going to give you this regeneration. See, that don't even come until you get converted. Wow. How many folk are doing the church thing? They're doing it well, been doing it well. Sister Chair, Brother Book, Little Sister Clark, been in church all their life and never knew biblically, according to the Bible, how to be regenerated, how to be washed. And it's been right in there. This Bible was written before I was born. This Bible was in the churches that they go to before I stopped drinking and started going to church. It was already there. I wasn't going to church. But when God got a hold of my heart, Brother Parker, at work, he sent me to church. See, I went to church after I got saved. Because I knew from the Holy Spirit in me that was what I was supposed to do. That's why I ran over there to Calvary by myself and didn't know anybody. And then when I got ready to join, my good buddy Wilbur looked at me and looked at her. I don't know him. You know him, Harold? You vouch for him? Anybody ain't coming in here. And I'm like, I said, good grief, I just got saved. This big man scared me to death. It was just his way. Wouldn't believe now. Now I found out a lot of stuff went on. He was trying to protect the church. A lot of stuff that came in and said it was saved, won't say it. I found out about all of that. He didn't know me. Now I got a brim and a continental, whatever here, I don't know. But I know when I was going to get ordained, Nixon or somebody talking about, you got a Cadillac? What that got to do with me being ordained? What kind of car I got? I work at the air station. I've worked two jobs. Man, work, he buy what he want to buy. What that guy? And other guys and Dr. Boylan from Liberty, they kind of like looked at me. Alan, you don't embarrass nobody like, what that got to do with? That ain't Bible. What kind of? I've been through something, y'all. I've been through something. I ain't just started. I know about getting to the point of the end. I ain't just started this stuff. But anyway, Lord, I got to let some of this stuff go. I've been lost my thoughts. Yeah, okay. And what I'm trying to do, see, when you stop valuing the word of God when it comes to church, you're going to start valuing something else. You're going to make something else church-related more important. Therefore, I go to church for the choir. I got a good friend that go there. I got this. You better be going for the word of God. And you better demand that you get fed the word of God, because your life, your walk, all depends on the word of God. You can't get around the word of God. Look at this now. Now this happened the moment of salvation. Can you put 1 Peter 1:3 for me? I won't, may not spend as much time on the other ones as I move about. I didn't give you that one, I don't think, but so if it's two, First Peter 1:3, if not, I'll turn to it myself. I know you pretty fast back there, Brother Bond. Oh, there it is. I know. All right. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his what? Abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope. See, eternal life is a living hope. You can have that hope while you're living. See, you tell people, I got hope. They say, what is your hope? Eternal life is my hope. See, and so here's the thing that a lot of people want to know. If God don't answer all your prayer, you ask for somebody to get well and they don't get well. They go home with the Lord. Or you ask for some money, you don't get money. For a husband, you don't get the husband. You ask for a wife, you don't get the wife. You ask for your children to behave, they get worse. Why am I going to keep serving him? See, all those things are things that the curse caused. God wants to fellowship with man and put him in a paradise. The Garden of Eden. Talk with him, walk with him, gave him everything he needed, and gave him dominion over the things he created, and told him, you go, you rule, man. I've given you intellect like I didn't give the animals, the trees. I mean, you my man, you my chief creation. Huh? But old Satan came and did his thing. That's the But God letting this thing, this world play out. But there's an end coming. Someday, payday. Coming. And we are here as witnesses. We are here to stand on the word of God. We are here to let people know it's not what does say I, it does say the word of God. If I give you the street and the address of the word of God, you can go get in depth. But if I don't give that to you, you don't know what to get in depth in. They may be giving you rubbish, junk, but they wrap it up in a pretty package. They make it sound good, but it gives no hope. Anybody in the house got hope this morning? I know you look tired, a little sleepy, and stuff going on in your life, but I'm going to tell you what, ain't nothing touching your hope. That other stuff may be going on because some of it's going on with me. Let it go on, but it can't touch my hope, because my hope is not dependent on situations or circumstances. My hope is dependent on what Jesus have already done. He says here, blessed, and I'm blessed. I have to start saying about me what the word of God has already said and declared about me. I need to know my identity. What do it mean that I'm in the spirit and not in the flesh? See, many times we act like we're in the flesh. That's all we have. And don't experience as we should being in the flesh. Being declared by the Bible, that you're not in the flesh, but you're in the spirit of God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again. I am begotten again. I made new. He made me a new creation when he begot me again. I'm not the same old. You can treat yourself that way. Let me tell you something, saints. When you treat yourself that way, that's unbiblical. You doing that stuff as if the world would do it. As if, Paul said, don't you know? Don't you know? Shouldn't you know? If you're born again, don't you know this was written that you know? Whoa! Somebody missing this. These things were written for you, the love letter, that you could know who you are in Christ Jesus. He made you, he regenerated you. Any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. I know you live in that old, but that ain't who you are if you have the Spirit living within you. You better know you blessed. Not because you think you are, not because you got paid yesterday or whenever. You are blessed because God have blessed you in Jesus. That's every now and then we should be grateful that we are blessed. See, your mind and the world and your flesh and the devil and this world system tell you a whole lot of things and say, we believe it. That's why we got to preach some of that mess out of you. We got to teach some of that mess out of you because it will linger there. Some now you can't get the truth in because too much junk have already occupied space and won't allow truth in. Meg, if I'm doing good, I'd like to see some change. I'm not trying to tickle no ears. I'm just trying to teach. So, I'm trying to expound the word of God. It's already written. They're not my words. And let me tell you something. If I give you the address, it's all right for you to get deep. But if I don't show you what it is, you can't go home and get deeper. And I'm blessed with the time you give me. I'll keep you all night if you want to get real, real, real deep. I can talk to you all day long about the word of God. And a lot of you say, Lord, I got to go. You see me coming, you be, hell, he's a little long-winded. No, that's right. See, you know what? You know why y'all laughing? I got it. Y'all say the man long winded, all he wanna do is talk about the word, you still say long winded, and then you say you say. Glory! Hallelujah. Every now and then I find me somebody. Lord, but it's been hard since Brother Jones been gone. We should go around that set, start talking about the word of God over there, start getting a pocketbook. And, Barbara, don't you want a Sunday drink? We ever give you a Sunday drink? Fix that up, get in the pulpit. Boom, gone. And he's sitting there looking. Hitting me. Watch it. Then he come to my house. Ty's barely moving after he went to the home. We looked down the street and said, come, Brother Jones. And Sis Ricks would do the same thing. Brother Jones, come on there. Boom, gone. I said, Brother Jones, why they do that? Because they know we're going to set for hours. What's the Sunday school lesson? What'd you get out of that? He'd be hitting her out the door. All right, now so what? What's the lesson for the week? Lesson for the week, she can get in that car, Brother Jones, and get away from here. I'm going to tell you what lesson what she can do. That black car going to be gone. I'm telling y'all the truth. Sometimes it seems like I'm making this stuff up. I'm not. That's part of the preaching. I'm talking about love of the word of God. See, you missed that. See, you separate that. That's all I was talking about. Because some of us can't stand 5 minutes of truth. But then there are others. Once you fall in love with it, I'm going to tell you, you ain't going to accept nothing else. You'll go and sit and oh, yeah, look at the purple chair. Yeah, you know, it's something about the purple. Let's get some meanings now of these colors. Man, I want to know about Christ. Can't wait to mean them no color. I'm not going to be judged by what color your carpet is. Let me. Let me go. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Y'all sitting here looking at me getting dignified like this ain't true. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He lives so we can live. There's nothing going to stop us. And he's seated on the right hand of the Father making intercessions for us. A proof that God received his sacrifice on our behalf. It is paid, not partial, but it is all paid in full. It is finished for our salvation. The wrath of God is not on the believer. The Spirit of God is living in the believer. But not only did you receive that, you also received the washing and also the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Our human bodies have become temples to house the Holy Spirit. When we realize we are never alone, we will be more conscious in our efforts to live for God. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you? The Holy Spirit who is in you, the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own. Who am I? Who am I that the Holy Spirit live in me? My body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And that's why you gotta watch what you do with your body, because of who lives in the house. Your body houses the Holy Ghost. That's why when Paul dealt with immorality and telling them who you are, don't join body to anything or anybody outside of marriage. And yet I know the struggles that folk have with the sex and all of that. I know that. I'm not crazy. And I know some Christians been involved. I know that too. You know it. Everybody's acting cute. But I'm telling you, the Word of God is telling us to pull away from some of that, or the cautions with some of that, is when I fully realize from the Word of God that I am not alone. Whatever I do, wherever I go, I take the Holy Ghost with me. Because he have taken up residence. Once, see, I cannot be converted and not have the Holy Spirit live in me. It comes with conversion. You can't have one. Just a seal without the other. So I thank God. God will forgive you. And go on. Don't get bogged down. Because we are saved to the uttermost. Huh? Because so many have asked for forgiveness and went on. Don't let them fool you. Don't let them fool you. May not be the same thing. Something else. Am I right? Am I right? Am I right about it? Yeah. You know what? We heard a lot of people that are struggling, and they're saved. And you've been in the same situation. No, you won't marry when you had sex. Some won't even marry when you got pregnant. And you were saved. I got some armor barrels. Where you at, Keith? Now the rocks come this way. That's why, you know, some church you go, they got two chairs sitting up here. You ever been to church and saw those? What were they about? I don't know. I mean, because I know churches do different things. Am I right about it? Okay. Okay, see, I didn't know. Okay, I didn't know. I told you I ask when I don't know. Okay, because we didn't have them at Calvary. So keep in mind now, I got saved and went into Calvary. So a lot of the other stuff I didn't know about. You know, so don't look at me strange. I didn't know. And some of the stuff won't even worth knowing about. All right, about a June. Anybody want some more word? Y'all can tell me shut up if you want to. I let the Holy Spirit get you. I'm too weak and tired now. Okay. Let me tell you something. You can sit here with your notes. Let's say if you got a heart for soul winning, or you're loading up when someone will ask you a question, and we should be able to answer. Right? Now, if you ain't caring about none of that, to give them an answer, if you don't care about none of that, and some of the, so see, a lot of times, it's not just the material, it's not just the scripture, but sometimes you'll get how to use it. All right? That you say, okay, I never thought about using it that way. I have used it this way. I got a person, I need to use it this way. Because they're telling me they're saved and don't have the Holy Spirit. They're tarrying for the Holy Spirit. All right, let me move on. I finished that one done. Okay, let me move on. Okay. Regenerated, Titus 3:5. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit happens. Also the baptism. 1 Corinthians 12:13. Ah, Lordy. Some folks messed that all up too, but that's all right. I ain't gonna get into all that because y'all tell me I'm too long with the Word of God. If you're gonna get a whole lot of the Word of God somewhere else. You know, if I know if I'm not really studying the Word of God and the pastor on the street, you might say there's some things I can do, a lot of things I don't do. But there's some things easy. I can sit here and listen. If he's going to teach me, I can get there and say, Lord, I didn't study this week, but I did. Where I would get walk out when the pastor teaching, as if I don't know who he is, what his job is, what his call is for me, and just walk out. Just don't sit there and listen to nothing. You know, as if he don't watch out for my soul. If he's not giving a mandate to feed the flock. Also, he's not giving a mandate to look out for the flock. Grievous wolves may come in. As if he's not giving a mandate to take the oversight of the flock. As Peter said, do it willingly. Even if he's willing to do it, I'm not willing to listen. I'm not willing to set on it. But I'm saved. The Holy Spirit convicts me. I got the Holy Ghost. Okay, let me go. Okay, you got it for me, bro? Okay, all right. For by one Spirit we all baptized the body. See, when you get saved, you're placed in the body of Christ by the Holy Spirit. Whether Jew or Greek, don't matter who you are, if you get saved and you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, this is what's going to happen. This is the process, the spiritual process that take place no matter who you are, Jew or Greek, Gentile or Greek, doesn't matter. Whether you're a slave, free man, or whatever, you're the master or the slave, doesn't matter. If you get saved, you're going to be placed in the body. One body, one head, Jesus Christ, and have all been made to drink into one spirit. We are the temples of God baptized. At conversion, the person is baptized or placed into Jesus Christ. The baptism of the Spirit is our new position in Jesus. Now, there's also the feeling, but we don't want to you know, the day of Pentecost, they were baptized and filled. But you're filled for service. You're filled to serve the Lord, to do what God would have you to do, to minister. He filled you to do his command. It says, and the filling of the Spirit, Ephesians 5:18. Sometimes, you know, you're saved and you're struggling with loving your wife as you should, or not being brutal to her. Well, if you're saved, then let the Holy Spirit fill you. He'll fill you for that service. I owe love to folk, but I don't want to repay it. Okay, I got you, because they may have done something to you, and you getting the word of God in a powerful way, and they are not. See, some people are not as mature as you are. Let me say something. The one that's more mature should be more like Christ than the one that's immature. Huh? See, you know your liberties in Christ when you're mature in Christ, but you don't want to be a hindrance to those who may be immature. But you want to be a blessing to them. See, when you mature in Christ, you should be stronger than those who are immature, and you should be able to take a little bit more. See, the Word of God, if we study the Word of God, if we appreciate the Word of God, it would take us to new heights. See, y'all heard about me when I told you about when I went to Calvary, and my buddy was the interim pastor during that time, and how he hit me. And I was the baby. God kept me there. And because I needed the beating up that they did with me. Brother Laws and all them house and all that. Because I didn't know nothing. Duncan. They would hit me with the word, or I say something that I thought was spiritual. Verse and chapter. I want to go right back down. I'm going right down the street, get me a cold Miller's. But see, watch this. Remember I told you I knew I won't say and I was saved, but I was a baby. Hindsight now, God put me in that place and gave me steadfast. I needed to be beat up, tossed. To realize when you stand, Ricks, stand on the word, not on what you think. And you can learn the word like they learned it. So I stayed, learned how to shut my mouth, watched others get beat up because I knew better to shut my mouth. But then I began to grow. Then I began to go to Bible college. I ain't forgot what they did to me. No, I ain't forget. I began to grow. I never forget that day. He had just got an A in my class on theology. I'm going to take the same thing. I'm going to get Brother Duncan, I'm going to get me a good one. And I'm going to tell Joseph, I'm going to make him dance. See, that's how they should do me. They'll set you up, tell the other one what they're going to do to you. It's all in love. Okay, now I got it. But I wanted to show you something. Because it's like the football team, a basketball team, you got to practice those players to get the way you want them at. You got a player that won't come to practice, he want to play game time. That ain't going to work on Bro Rick's team. No. You got to practice. So what I'm saying was, after I practiced, I said, no, you taking a risk with this man. I said, I'm going to take this risk, and I'm going to set Joseph up so he can watch me. They started laughing at me, bro. Hebrews say, Joseph was laughing. That was big Joseph. He said, Donkey, you're going to eat him up. Go ahead and get him. I made him dance. See, dancing, what we're talking about, he would hit everything just like that. He backed up on that one. Come on, brother Donkey. And Joseph saw it, he couldn't believe it. Now, that was just because they were fresh with me. And but he came back and woke me out. But I needed that. I needed that for today. For these 30 years by myself, they're gone. Which one of y'all gonna take over after Pastor Rick's gone? When the other folks come and sit down here, who you gonna have up here? Then y'all gonna get attitudes with people. I don't know you. I know y'all ready to go. Okay, let me get the last one. Okay. All right. Okay. Now you know the baptism and the healing are different. Okay? All right. It's just letting the Holy Spirit that's in you control you. Now, if you're saved, he's in you, living there. But what he wants to do is take over. But you got to allow him to do that. Many feelings. So you ain't cussing somebody out and talking about, I'll fill you with the Holy Spirit. Holy, you're filled. Lie. The Holy Spirit didn't fill you to cuss somebody out. Now it's spiritual indignation. There ain't no spiritual. Stop lying on Christ. That was straight from the flesh. Y'all don't curse no more, do you? Don't let me go on. Let me go on. Y'all got some strange laughing. Okay, let me finish. Somebody should go ahead on past the finish. Stop meddling. Okay, the last one is sealing. It's being sealed. Ephesians, look at this. 1:13-14. You put that up there for me, Steve? Okay. All right. In him you also trusted. See, when you heard the gospel, you got to trust what you hear. After you heard the word of truth. You see, you can preach the gospel to somebody from a tract. They got to trust it. Okay? Your job is to give it to them, speak it to them, but it's their job to trust it. You see what I'm saying? Okay. The gospel of your salvation. Now, in whom also have believed. I hear this too. Here's another thing. This is very good here. See, after you trust it, trust what? The true gospel, which will give you salvation, is of your salvation. The gospel is your salvation. Whom also having believed that Jesus died and rose again. All right? He paid for our sins. Now, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. It happened simultaneously. You got to see this. See, once you get saved, you're sealed. Look at this, y'all. See, he lets you know the process of salvation. But he lets you know what he's going to do once you believe and you trust Jesus as your Savior. He gonna seal the deal. Seal the deal. Huh? If you gonna get married, wear the rings. Let's seal this deal. Come before Pastor. Bring that husband. Well, I'm gonna get married, but I don't want no counseling. God knows you're gonna need something. You're gonna need pre, post, and in between. I'm telling the truth. Is that the truth? Ain't talk about stuff we've gone through. You know you're good. All right. And look at this. That's another thing. Now, also, here's another thing. Use this. This also, you can use this text for eternal security. See, I'm not going to lose my salvation. First, I know what my salvation entails. And I know the operation, the process, what happens once I get saved. See, when I get saved, there's a regeneration taking place. And it's not this. This clean, it's never going to reverse itself once it happens. Now, Joan, once I'm clean, once I'm forgiven, once my sins are paid for in full. All you got to do, go over there to Isaiah 53. Oh, my God, my God. Huh? Oh, man, let me get back here. Then I got the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The same God, the Spirit that lives in me, is the same one that sealed the deal. There's an assignment on me. There's a stamp on me that says who I belong to. Huh? And he said, that's a promise. That's a down payment. That's a guarantee that I'm going to deliver to the one who purchased me. I'm going in him, you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Ghost of promise. 14. Who is the guarantee? I didn't just say it. The word of God said it. Of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchase, possession to the praise of his glory. Look at here, y'all. See all this stuff, walking around telling them I'm saved, living any kind of way, doing anything you want to do, not have believing, trusting God in circumstances, situations, as if, do you know you got all of this? When you get this blues, look at what you got. You can't lose. When you get the blues, look what you got that you can't lose. You can't lose your regeneration. You can't lose your indwelling of the Holy Spirit. You lose this sealing and you're placed in the body of Christ. If I hurt, I hurt in the body of Christ. If I cry because of the strain that's upon me, because of this world that I live in, with all of the sickness and pain and death and sin, I feel that way being sealed, being washed, being in the body. None of these things that I feel or go through take me out of the body, take the seal off of me. I got all of that. So every now and then, I should set my mind on things above and not on things on the earth. There's such a weight when the redeemed's mind is most stayed on things of this world. It becomes a burden. And God never created us to be beasts of burden, carrying a load that's not ours to carry. Ask God every now and then when you want to cry out, you're going through something. And just picture, with my little peewee mind, picture you being in with glass walls of heaven all around you. And you go over here and say, yes, I'm hurting, but I'm sealed. Yes, I don't like what's happening, but I'm baptized. I don't see, you can do this over and over again. I've been washed. See, even if I did myself up, I still been washed. You see, because he paid for the ones, the sins that I might do. Because you gotta look at this. All I was paid for I was born. I was born in sin. He knew I was going to sin, but he paid for it in advance. If you want to get right down to it, it was paid before the foundation of the world. If you want to get down to it, I was elected to be saved. So you tell your misery, those spiritual things, whenever misery arrives. See, because misery wants you to think, all you got is him or her. Misery. You tell you a lie. You don't mind telling people a lie. Heard some of y'all tell people you a lie. Come on now, somebody. Why don't you tell them circumstances and situation you a lie? Stop thinking what you don't have. Major on what you got in Jesus. See, we take this communion, we want to know what this is all about. Oh, that's the man that made me anew. If a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Man, all this happened. So you get a person. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing, y'all. When a baby gets saved like this, they don't know all of this. Okay? I didn't know all of this when I got saved. You didn't either. I didn't know the Old Testament from the New Testament. But I knew I was saved. Now, that's where discipleship come in. That's where teacher come in. That's where your own studying come in. Are you with me? See, Donna, when you're talking to your children, you got some word to give them. But if you don't write none of this down or whatever, and you ain't got it, well, just because I said it, that ain't going to do. You follow what I'm saying? Say this to folk, please, for me. If you don't write nothing down, you're not going to study, you're not going to use any of this. Please tell the folk your pastor is teaching you, but we don't want to do nothing with what he's teaching. Don't lie on me. Will you do that for me? You're getting quiet on me. No, you're telling me, no, we can't do that because we sure gonna tell him he ain't teaching nothing. Oh, damn it. I'm ready to go get those. Y'all ready to go to go to crowd now? I know that. Christians are sealed by the Holy Spirit. We immediately become heirs to all God has promised us. God gives us the Holy Spirit as a down payment of his commitment to someday give us all the other things he has promise. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. You know, whenever you decide that you're no longer going to not take notes when you know you should take notes, because if some of your loved ones, I don't know, you over their house and they fall sick. It's just a scenario. And they got about a good half an hour to live, and they're still conscious. You should be able to tell them the gospel. You need to be able to do that. Don't sit there, you call 911. Do that. But in the meantime, tell them about the Lord. It's a shame that so many people have been in church, and they don't know how to tell their children how to be saved. Now, don't care that you can't do it.